We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled, Who is Shaping Your Life? 3. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from Proverbs 4:23. NKJV. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. I have just read from the New King James Version. As Dean grew in the Word and began experiencing freedom in various areas of his life, he noticed something important. The philosophies of the world were constantly trying to creep back in. They came through conversations, music, movies, social media, and even through well-meaning but unscriptural advice from friends. One afternoon, he had a heated discussion with a colleague who insisted that everyone must look out for themselves first, and that if you don't fight for your own interest, no one will. He made it sound weak and stupid to forgive those who hurt you. Before, Dean would have agreed wholeheartedly, but now something in him resisted. He realized that such thinking contradicted the spirit of Christ, who teaches us to trust God, forgive, walk in love, and let the Lord be our defender. Another time, a relative told him, "In this life, you need connections more than you need character." Dean immediately sensed the danger in that philosophy. He knew that embracing such a mindset would gradually push him back into fear, manipulation, and self-reliance. There were things the Lord had already delivered him from. Dean learned that spiritual warfare is not only casting out devils, but also consistently rejecting worldly philosophies that try to shape your identity and decisions. Many believers unknowingly allow bondages to return because they do not guard their hearts against subtle, unbiblical ideas. But every philosophy you embrace will eventually shape your behavior and influence the spiritual forces that gain access to your life. Dean had to make a decision to cut off certain TV shows and unfollow certain people on social media. He did this to guard his heart from pervading philosophies that are contrary to Christ. Go into today remembering that your heart is the gateway of your life. Guard it diligently by filling it with God's truth and rejecting any mindset that does not align with Christ. The more you guard your heart, the more you will walk in the liberty of the Spirit. Prayer. Lord, help me discern and reject every philosophy that exalts itself against the knowledge of Christ. Strengthen me to guard my heart diligently and let your truth govern every area of my life. Amen. If you are not yet saved, that is, you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, open your heart to Him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins and rose again. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Please forgive me, wash me clean, and make me a child of God. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Hebrews 8:10. Click on the link after Bible in 1 year to listen to the audio Bible. You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.